This is Diary of a Fempreneur. This podcast is for all aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business but have no idea where to start. I'm Rab and I'll be sharing proven steps in this series to help you start your business. Hello and welcome to episode 4. In the previous episodes, we covered clarity, market research, identifying your dream client. In this episode, we are going to take a step further and talk about the look and feel of your brand and creating that brand aesthetic. Before we start, I'd like to say that we want to create a business which helps you to live the life you desire. It shouldn't be a struggle. Initially, when I started my business, it always seemed like a struggle. I wanted to do so much. I was so overwhelmed and I don't want you to make the same mistakes. So that is why we will be taking baby steps to creating the business of your dreams. You are in control of your business. Create a business on your terms. Now, I want to ask you a question. Why are you so great at what you do? What experience, jobs have brought you to where you are now? What's your story? Your experience, stories give meaning to your business. They help you to connect with your ideal client. When we think about the brand look and feel, I want you to really take a moment, close your eyes, and think what impression you want to create. Can you try and come up with 6 words that describe your business? For mini maniacs, mine are expert, creative, fun, friendly, warm, engaging. These words describe me as a person and also my business. Take this time to think about the words you can use to describe your business. Your brand message also needs to describe exactly what you do in simple words. Don't worry about making it fancy at the moment. You can think about that later. For example, for mini maniacs, my message is really simple. Mini Maniacs is a children's party planning company specializing in organizing bespoke parties for children. I didn't put words such as stress-free, quality in the brand message, as they are a part of how I make my customers feel when they want to do business with me. I create that stress-free experience. Creating a clear message for your brand is important. That also helps bring constant clarity in your head. Now it's time to create that aesthetic. Once you've identified that, you have practically streamlined everything. We need to build a cohesive brand where your tone of voice as well as your aesthetics are aligned. Now I would again like you to close your eyes and think deeply about the kind of service and product you are developing. Think about the words you used to describe your brand. If you chose something like warm, engaging, creative, when you think about these words, what colors crop up in your head? When I think about those colors, I think about a happy mix of oranges, yellows, combined with pastels. Now, different colors have different meaning. There are lots of blogs on color psychology online, which will tell how different colors work together. If you are building a luxury product, the colors which immediately crop up in my head are black and gold. As to me, those colors signify luxury, opulence, drama, elegance. When you think of the color blue, it brings a sense of calm and tranquility. The ocean brings peace. Don't confuse your personal taste with the brand colors, as this is about your business and not you. Take some time to think about the color which will reflect the true nature of your brand. Also, that color will help you position your brand in the market, attract the right clientele. Once you've decided on the colors, it's then time to create a mood board. Now, what is a mood board? A mood board is an arrangement of images, materials, intended to evoke or project a particular style or concept. To create a mood board, you need to start by putting together textures, colors, abstract images. You need to now convert those words you use to describe your brand into actual objects. So now we have our color, our words that describe your brand. I really hope you're truly understanding the brand you're creating. You have something solid now to take to a graphic designer to start creating a logo. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I understand it could have been quite intense, but that's all a part of building a brand. It can be overwhelming in the beginning, but once you understand your brand fully, it becomes easier by the day. In the next podcast, we will be talking about pricing your product or service. I'm always available. If you have any questions around my personal journey or about this podcast, you can always email me on rav@mini-maniacs.com. I also run a free Facebook group called the Celebration Society, where we talk about all things party and branding. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.